Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning son Hunter and his gun and tax evasion cases. The president issuing the announcement last night. President-elect Donald Trump naming loyalist Kash Patel as his choice to head up the FBI. That announcement also made over the weekend. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning hearing arguments on vaping at issue, whether the FDA has the authority to ban Sweden candy-flavored vape pens. Those vapes are extremely popular among young people. Later this week, the first openly transgender attorney will argue in favor of allowing gender-affirming surgery for minors. A very snowy couple of days has led to a massive cleanup.
Winter storm warnings still up for all of the west coast there of Michigan into, say, Erie. We're 1 to 2 feet south and east of Erie. Syracuse this morning is getting one of those heavy bands, and they're going to deal with it. Most of this is for the next 24 hours.
ABC's Ginger Z, frigidly cold air moving into the upper Midwest could be in the single digits soon. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York state senator. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims wouldn't have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and GSafe made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-0. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and, you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says, the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and
if
all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Now, what Jack Smith did is seek to dismiss the case without prejudice. That means they can bring charges against Trump again once he leaves office. But it's nevertheless a very serious distinction, because the status quo now is no charges against the president. Mm-hmm. You would have to upset that status quo to later bring charges again, as opposed to merely postponing the proceedings, in which case the presumption is they continue when he leaves office. Now, Jack Smith relied on the opinion of lawyers within the department who said that they thought it was required by the Constitution to dismiss the case. But it isn't required by the Constitution. There's nothing that would interfere with his performance of the office, whether the case is dismissed without prejudice or merely postponed.
Senator,
I think this is a serious mistake by the department. It compounds the mistake that you alluded to, which is they waited a year before they even brought this case forward or began the investigation. And then you have the Supreme Court with its immunity decision, and now you have a potential nominee in Pam Bondi, who is saying she's going to prosecute the prosecutors. All of that goes against what Jack Smith said in his brief motion, which is that no one's above the law. So we're hearing that phrase a lot, but we're not giving validity to it by these actions.
All right, point. And now for counterpoint, here she comes. Here she comes.
Look who's here. What? It's Allison Gill from Mother, She Wrote, and just general. Hottie Boombaladiness. Allison Gill stars in every podcast ever created.
It's true.
Yeah. Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45, Mueller, She Wrote. I don't know. She's an industry. She's not just a woman. She's a myth. She's a legend. She's an industry. Why, she's Allison Gill, bitches, and you're not.
Hi, Hottie Boombaladi. Good morning.
Morning.
So, I did want to get your take on that. I had heard that over the weekend about Senator Schiff, our senator, saying that the DOJ made a mistake to dismiss. They should have postponed. I didn't even know that was a distinction, because my understanding was that he dismiss with prejudice.
Without prejudice.
Well, so he can at least release a report,
right,
which hopefully they're going to do, right?
Yeah, and if you held this case in abeyance, you probably wouldn't be able to release a report. But the 1973 and 2000 Office of Legal Counsel memos of very brilliant lawyers who interpret the actual Constitution of the United States says holding a case in abeyance is the same as prosecuting or indicting a sitting president. But the OLC memo said,
meaning
above the law.
Meaning postponing. When you say holding it in abeyance, you mean what he was talking about. Okay.
Yeah, that means postponing, as opposed to dismissal without prejudice, which means you can bring them later. And in order to also recognize that, yes, you can't mess with a sitting president, but no one is above the law, the OLC memos also said that the immunity for sitting president is temporary, And the charges can be brought once they leave office or resigned. But the whole argument, I think, is moot, because whether they held it in abeyance or dismiss without charges and bring charges later, you're going to have 800 things go a certain way in order to reopen this case. And it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I know. It's somebody was saying, Alice, I'm sure you feel the same way, that it just is extraordinary. I'm sure to people around the world watching this, that this is some memo that you can literally try to overturn the United States government steal classified circuit, and there's a memo. It's not a, it's not a law. It's not a jury.
The memo. I know we try to say, oh, F the memo or whatever. It's legal interpretation of the Constitution of the United States. The actual Constitution of the United States says that you can't do anything to interfere with the president's ability to carry out their duties. And it's the OLC's interpretation, longstanding DOJ, multiple memos, multiple lawyers over the last multiple decades saying, yeah, you can't prosecute a sitting president. It interferes with their ability to conduct their duties as president. So, yeah. No, you can't do it. And I agree with that. And I also would like to say one thing about my senator-elect, who I voted for. It is false. It is absolutely factually incorrect that anybody waited a year to begin investigating Donald Trump. There is public reporting, multiple sources on the record, that Merrick Garland opened the investigations unit to look at the Willard, the lieutenants, Bannon, the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and Trump within weeks of him getting to the DOJ in 2021. So I just want to correct the senator-elect on that.
Okay. I'm off the defending Merrick Garland train, as you know. And I know you criticized him for, a bunch of things as well.
I would be a millionaire if I jumped on that train. If I jumped on the hate Merrick Garland train for no reason,
I would hate him.
Billionaire.
I love that you said you like blue sky, because we can disagree about things like Merrick Garland without being holes about it.
Absolutely. Everyone's been very kind. They're like, well, I respectfully disagree. I think Merrick Garland did a terrible job. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if he did a terrible job or not, but here are the facts. I defend facts, not people.
Yeah. So speaking of, I don't know if we still have laws, rules, something. You said on the Federal Vacancies Reform Act, many of you have asked whether Trump can fire the FBI director and temporarily appoint Kash Patel into the position under the Federal Vacancies Reform Act without needing Senate confirmation. We are in some whole new wild new west, aren't we? Almost probably everything he does, we're going to go, is that legal? Can he do
Yeah, we might as well not ask if it's legal anymore. It is. He's been given a gift of immunity by the corrupt SCOTUS, who are the ones to blame for stopping the trials from going before the election. But this is, Trump has long praised Putin's acting cabinet picks. And so I wasn't surprised that he wants to just shove acting people in there for 210 days at a time until he can get somebody else to totally be able to ignore advice and consent of the Senate or anybody who has any issues with those. He did it 10 times in his first term.
And how is anybody shocked, Allison? Those people are like, oh, no, he's not going to Kash Patel, maybe like a deputy something, but he knows he can't. And I'm like, no, he's going to do it.
People are shocked. I was telling your producers before we got on air, I'm going full Botox today because I don't need to look surprised anymore.
Exactly. True. I mean, Kash Patel, worst case scenario, just crazy person. I mean, and he and Pam Bondi, I mean, they're on tape, Allison, saying we're going to prosecute the prosecutors, investigate the investigators. Kash Patel said we're going to prosecute everyone that helped Joe Biden cheat in 2020. I mean, what I keep saying is you're not going to need crimes or evidence, right?
No. And if there was a Department of Babies, he would put a dingo in charge of it. Nothing is going to make sense. All we can do is what Andrea Pitzer said.
That's awesome. You're a delight.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You got to buckle down and just sue him for everything. Death by a thousand paper cuts. Do what he did to us with delay, and try to stop him with lawsuit after lawsuit. Sabotage him and this administration using the bulkiness of the bureaucracy and the slowness of the courts. That is our fight.
You retweeted Brian Tyler Cohen, our friend, who said, here is Trump's nominees for FBI Director Kash Patel calling for offensive operations to jail Americans they consider the enemy. We will go out and find the conspirators. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media. Boy, corporate media is going to be so happy that they both sides us into this nightmare that we're in and sane-wash Trump to this degree, right? Because they're going to be enemy number one.
Yeah, or us, maybe you and me. I mean, like, who knows who's on their lists?
You'll be first. You're an industry. I'm just a little lady in my basement. I'll be such a coward. I'll be like, take her first. She has way more podcasts than I do.
I have more podcasts. That's the reason, right?
Oh, my God. Do we actually have to wait till hour three to get to Pete Hegseth's mom saying her son's a bastard person?
Can every reporter just be like, whenever he's giving a press conference, just somebody shout out, your mom,
your mother. Yes. Yes. The mother of Pete Hegseth wrote him an email in 2018 saying he routinely mistreated women for years and displayed a lack of character. You know why that is, Jody?
Because he routinely
mistreated women. And yes, exactly.
A lack of character.
Yeah. Yes. Chris, what? Who said...
All right, here we go.
On behalf of all the women, and I know it's many, that you've abused in some way, I say get some help and take an honest look at yourself. Who said that?
The Burgermeister Meisterburger.
No, I just told you. Penelope Hegseth.
Her name's Penelope.
Yeah.
You don't hear of too many Penelopes.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's quite the name.
Who said I have no respect for any man that belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, uses women for his own power and ego? You are that man and have been for years, and as your mother...
All right.
It pains me to and embarrasses me to say that, but it is sad truth. Who said that?
The Heat Miser.
No, same Penelope.
Pitstop?
No, Penelope Hegseth. She said she fired off the original email in anger with emotion because her son's obviously a giant dirtbag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she said, so publishing the contents of the first email was disgusting, she said. Her son, not being a rapist, allegedly, not
but
disgusting.
She says, I had a follow-up email. Why didn't you publish that? And they're like, great, give it to us. And she's like, no.
No.
Please, Penelope.
I want you and I to go out for drinks with Penelope Hegseth and also Jesse Waters' mom.
Hasn't Penelope since recanted that email,
she
though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. She said that she wrote a follow-up email.
Right.
That was I was just being emotional.
I was kidding. Just kidding. It's like.
But when the Times was like, well, show us that email. She's like, no, I don't want it.
No.
So I, no.
No. Not buying that. So listen. Oh, by the by, we're waiting for marching orders from Malcolm Nance.
Uh-huh.
But hold, please.
We'll get them on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. Oh, because you tweeted, please stop asking me why I'm squatting on my Twitter handle instead of deleting my account and judging me for it. Just trust me. I host podcasts with the former FBI, and there are safety reasons for doing it that way. Trust me. I'm not a quitter. Secondly, I like to annoy as many people as possible. And also the guy that calls me a bulimic ditch licker, I would miss him, guy on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't want to cede any space. I wanted to get your take because Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, said he has no plans to leave Twitter, even as the, after Musk. He said, I don't think the answer is for progressives just to disengage. The idea that in a marketplace of ideas over the long term, the truth emerges. What we ought to be focused on, how do we create more town hall-like spaces for conversation online? He said Twitter should definitely be among the spaces Democrats use to get their message out. He said you want to engage in it just like you want to go on Fox News and you want to go on progressive programs. So that's what I thought. I don't want to stay in my liberal bubble. I mean, I'm also on Threads and Blue Sky and Instagram and Facebook and whatever. But what are you
being pooped on by Nazis doesn't make you in a liberal bubble, you know? I keep my account for a different reason. It's for safety reasons, and I'm not going to explain to you how people can exploit old handles to get my, you know, personal identifying information on people. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to allow anyone else to. I'm going to protect my namespace, as somebody put it. I'm not going to allow somebody to have my handle and go out and pretend to be me on Twitter. So I'm squatting. Now, every once in a while, I'll go over and post my podcasts. I know it doesn't get any engagement because third-party websites are throttled, but I feel like it's like the equivalent of leafleting, you know, from a plane, good, important information and facts down to people. It's almost like a...
Chris, I'd be interested because you always say what Ro just said, that Democrats should go to places like Fox News, but you quit Twitter. Like,
Because I didn't want to give any money to Elon Musk.
Wouldn't that be the same argument? You're helping Fox if you go on Fox? I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to cede any space to them.
I want to see what they're talking about, but I don't want to be trolled. I can see the right wing perspective of the news at foxnews.com. They don't troll me there like they do on Twitter.
So I don't want to spend
the energy, fighting trolls.
Yeah.
It's just not what I want to do.
I have no self-esteem, so I like the guy that calls me a bulimic ditch licker. I find it funny.
The posts that I put on Twitter are automatic posts. I don't personally post anything there anymore. But I'm not going to delete my information. Everyone's like, oh, but he's scraping it to use for AI. And I'm like, good, some actual facts that, you know, instead of just a giant Nazi cesspool of bigoted hate used to build AI. I'm going to leave my stuff up. I'm going to step away. Maybe I'll lock it down. I don't know, but I'm not going to delete that. I'm not going to release my handle to the MAGA.
By the way, if I could steal anyone's identity, it would be yours.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a little single white female. I think I'm going to go get some tattoos after the show.
People love stuff that are still named after Robert Mueller, and they really dig it when you defend Merrick Garland. So.
Yeah, they really do. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
That's right.
What did I tell you? What off air, I gave you an unsolicited testimonial.
You did.
I tried something else somebody gave me, and I'm like, I don't like it as much as Morning Kick.
That's right.
So the strawberry lemonade flavor, that's the key.
You get all the
good stuff, the probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. I kind of sucked ass on my bike this weekend. I was slow. I was in the back of the pack. You know why? Because I tried something new instead of my Morning Kick.
That's right.
Why must I always do control experiments on myself?
On yourself.
That, no. Just result in epic failure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Roundhouse Provision. Do it with Mama. You're going to love it. I'm telling you. Morning Kick. Delicious and nutritious. Help you feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, support your gut health, all of it. All in there. RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie. Or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me. Help you.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25. Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them. They make perfect gifts for my family, too. But did you know Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights, just like a thermostat. Choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. Receive an amazing 25% off your heatholders.com order this week, only through Cyber Monday with the code MILLER25, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and use the code MILLER, the number 25, to save 25% through Cyber Monday. That's heatholders.com. Don't forget that code. Code is MILLER25.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geez, all I want for Christmas is the perfect house. But Dad mumbles to himself, you'll blow your budget out.
But the kid knew to leave all the laptops in their apartment open to the Aaron Weber Group site. MoveToMadison.com. They can help find the perfect home faster than Dad can break a leg lamp.
It's here! Fragile?
I knew if I was patient, the Aaron Weber Group powered by Compass would bring the Christmas magic and make this the best Christmas ever. Come on, Dad, it's so easy. Just go to MoveToMadison.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors, and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Center for Missing and Exploited
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, do it. Shake beer up. Yeah. Bringing the funk back. Hey.
Hi, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. Allison Gill is here.
Yes.
Hey, do you think Pete Hegseth is going to be the first Secretary of Defense to call a drone strike in on his own mother? I'm just asking. I'm just spitballing here. I'm asking questions.
Well, he would have Trump do it so that he would be immune.
Right. Right. Oh, that's true.
See, that's why we have Allison on. She's the thinker.
Yes.
Well,
we just had an interesting conversation. I asked off air, do you think, you know, is Merrick Garland going to release the report that Jack Smith, because that's presumably the reason they did the dismiss without prejudice rather than postponing, as we just, you know, played Senator Schiff talking about. But you said you're afraid Merrick Garland's not going to release it. And then you'll get on the hate Merrick Garland train with me. Yay.
Oh, that would be an egregious thing if he didn't release it. But I am actually concerned that Merrick Garland might consider, or his OLC might put out another opinion that says releasing a report constitutes prosecution and presidents-elect count as presidents. And so therefore, to not be political, I am not going to release this report because I believe it is against what the Constitution, our interpretation of the Constitution. But if you don't release the report, that is more political.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. I mean,
Now, he hasn't said this. No one's indicated this. No experts are talking about this. I'm the only one that's worried about this Merrick Garland doing this or not. But if he does, I'm with you. I'll get on your train.
Yay! Toot-toot! this is what I keep saying, Allison, is it is clear from all his picks, he's going to try to rewrite history. I mean, you've got Kash Patel saying we're going to prosecute all the people that helped Joe Biden steal 2020. I mean, how do you do that? Right? Well, he's going to rewrite the 2020 election. He's going to try to.
He's going to do what Republicans have long done. Jim Comer in the House with Jim Jordan cherry picking things from Hunter Biden files to make it look like $5 million was given from Burisma, but leaving out the rest of it. We've seen this. They cherry pick the Bible. They cherry pick the Twitter files. They do that. They'll show you little bits and pieces. When Trump was asked if he would release the alien reports, he's like, yes. Will you release the JFK report? Yes. Who shot JFK? Will you release the Epstein files? Well, maybe some of them, you know, because he knows it's there. So he'll release the Clinton ones, but keep the shred of Trump ones. They're going to do that with everything from here on out. They're going to go back to 2020 and say, you know, oh, look, this is evidence that 2020 was stolen. Case closed. I was president for those 4 years. We should
Bye-bye 22nd Amendment. Yeah, absolutely. Allison Gill on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. An update on that bizarre story where people were accidentally given pizza laced with THC. It happened back in October in Stoughton. Turns out a staff member from Famous Yeti's Pizza was cooking in a shared industrial kitchen where people have their own separate kitchen rooms. When they ran out of cooking oil, they went searching for some from one of their neighbors. They grabbed what they thought was cooking oil, but was clearly labeled THC oil. They just didn't see that label. The oil was completely legal, by the way. All this is according to Public Health Madison, Dane County. Officials said they started to put together what happened when someone who had to go to the hospital said it felt like they'd eaten an edible. A new report from health officials says at least 85 people had symptoms and more than 30 had to seek medical attention. At first, they thought it only affected pizza, but now they know the THC made it into sandwiches and cheese bread, too. And Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
And a UW alumnus who wrote movies, musicals, and sketches for Johnny Carson has died. Marshall Brickman was in show business for decades. He was the head writer for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show in the 60s. He co-wrote movies with Woody Allen, including Annie Hall, for which they won an Oscar. He also wrote Jersey Boys, the Broadway musical. Brickman graduated from UW-Madison with degrees in science and music. He was 85. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
James Rondi.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
It's a terrible development for the men and women of the FBI and also for the nation that depends on a highly functioning, professional, independent Federal Bureau of Investigation. The fact that Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate. So I think what we should really be thinking about right now is what does this signal in terms of Donald Trump's intent for the FBI.
That would be Andy McCabe, lovely and talented co-host of Allison Gill on one of her 11 billion podcasts.
That's right.
Is that one Jack, Daily Beans, Clean Up on Aisle 45? Which one is that?
It's three podcasts. It's the Jack podcast.
Okay. Yeah. You can hear Andy McCabe on. Also, Chris, who said if there was a Department of Babies, he would put a dingo in charge of it? Who said that?
Friesmeister.
No, Allison Gill said it on the Stephanie Miller Show. It's already trending on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Artie, for retweeting. Thank you. The money quote of the morning. Okay. You got one more. Who said I'm going to prosecute journalists for helping President Biden rig presidential elections? Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out.
I know.
Yes. Allison?
Mr. Kata. It's Kash Patel.
Yeah. Oh, she's way better at this than you are.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, you're not very good.
No, I'm terrible.
That's why I always say,
Tom Nichols said, Patel's about as dangerous as it gets, not because he's that much of a true believer in anything, because I would recommend people take a look at a piece that we had about him in The Atlantic. He believes in nothing except serving Donald Trump, you know, in his own interest. And what you're going to see is Trump creating an administration of people who really don't care about the interests of the United States, that they're there to build an authoritarian country to put themselves beyond the reach of the rule of law. And if you want to be beyond the reach of the rule of law, one of the things you're going to want to do is capture the FBI, because the other thing that says putting Patel there, it says the FBI is no longer in the law enforcement business. I mean, it really is terrifying. Chris was saying about, you know, to look for, you know, signs of hope. That's a little few and far between, isn't it? Because it hasn't even started yet, Allison. It's like not for 2 months. And it's already so horrifying what we're seeing so far, right?
Right. That's why I said we got to get in the trenches and sue death by a thousand paper cuts. But also we have to flip the Congress, both houses, in 2026 so that we can overturn by law what he's done to these agencies.
Yeah. I know what you were thinking next. You were going to say, but what does Laura Loomer think about Hunter Biden's pardon?
What?
Well, that's important news.
Well, it's all caps, so you know it's important. She said Joe Biden is a failed father.
Yeah.
Oh, if only to be Cokie and Gummy's dad.
Yeah.
With a crackhead son who slept with his dead son's wife and got rich off his father being vice president. Noted fisting aficionado Josh Hawley said this is the most lawless administration in history.
Oh, my God.
This is the level of gaslighting we're going to have to get used to, right?
Oh, no. I think you gave Allison a headache.
I think she's broken.
Yep.
Are you okay? Come back to me. You broke her.
She's short-circuiting. Great.
You broke Allison
Gill. Oh,
no.
Oh, no. The Gillbot has melted down on the
almost as ridiculous as him writing a book on manliness.
Right?
Yes.
With those frosted tips.
What did Lucas Kuntz said that he looked like Cowboy Ken from the Barbie movie at the state fair.
Yeah.
Can I just say, you know, that weird thing, that really, why that stuck during the election, because did you see the Twitter users were stunned by J.D. Vance's Thanksgiving post, a parody of Norman Rockwell's Free From Want, depicting President Trump as the husband, Vance as his wife, and a county-level electoral map as the turkey. Is that just not weird?
That's weird.
And for a bunch of homophobes, what? That's so gay.
Well, also,
he put himself in drag.
Well, yeah, he put himself in the subservient trad wife position.
Right.
Which
right.
is
drag.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, and drag. I thought they were against that.
Just we're going to have to get used to maximum levels of weirdness. All right. Speaking of elections and the future, AOC could prove to be a formidable candidate if she decides to run for president in 2028, according to Monica Crowley. They were saying, Monica, she did this Instagram thing where she reached out to her voters and split ticket voters for Trump, asking them why they split the ticket. She said AOC has been an early adopter of social media. This is true. Helped catapult her into the national spotlight, stating she is connecting directly to voters. She claimed the 2024 election was a rejection of communism. Which of us were communists? I missed that part. And wokeness. You know what? I'm going to need a Nerf mallet to just hit myself in the head with just when I have to quote.
Should I order
people.
You one?
Yes.
Okay.
Order me a Nerf mallet.
Okay.
She said one word of warning to the Republicans to my party. Do not underestimate AOC. She's young. She's vibrant. She's attractive. I think she's wrong on everything, but she does have real grassroots support. And all of the energy and activism in the Democratic Party remains with the revolutionary left, of which she is a part. Oh, my God. I can't, first of all, yes, President AOC would be fantastic. But, like, you know, are you getting as tired as I am, Allison, of all this? Particularly Democrats beating up Democrats, like the circular firing squad, and, you know, do we go too far to the left or to the right or there?
They want me to abandon my trans friends in order to get electable candidates. But I'll tell you what, you think back to 2004, a young progressive gives an incredible speech at John Kerry's DNC, and John Kerry ends up losing, but then 2008, he emerges the candidate. AOC gave one of the best speeches at the DNC this year.
Yeah.
Young, she's progressive, she's plugged into social media, she's good looking, she's very handsome. She's, you know,
handsome lady.
Uh-huh. Brilliant and young, and she, I think, could be our Obama of 2028 instead of 2008, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'd be fantastic. Mark Zuckerberg, latest to kiss the ring, went down to Mar-a-Lago, and you know,
that's not what it sounds like.
That's not what it sounds like at all.
It sounds more like that.
Okay, well, she's done it more recently than I have.
It probably happened.
But you know, Allison, we it's been the theme ever since the election, and why Morning Joe's lost half their viewers, because you don't get on the liberal channel, you go kiss the ring, you go kiss Donald Trump's ass. This is just, we need fighters on our side. We lost by a point and a half. You know, I sit in that was a landslide. Goldwater Miller, Reagan, on and on.
Yeah, and you go down and kiss the ring right after Saturday Night Live makes fun of. That exact scenario.
Right.
It was somehow life imitating satire, which is not a usual thing.
Right.
Until recently. But it's very unfortunate. I think it's why people are turning to folks like you and me and Midas guys for the news.
Yeah, I heard Midas, I don't know whether it was digital platforms, but they outdid Fox on, I think, digital platforms or something. So, yeah, I say it every day, Allison, support people like you and Midas Touch and all of our friends here on Sirius XM Progress, Free Speech TV. It's fun drive time, you know.
Huh? Buy our stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that. God bless our friend David Jolly, who has come fully to the light. He is a Democrat now. But he said this on MSNBC.
Forgive me for saying this. You can't go to Mar-a-Lago.
Thank you.
You can't do it. So you're going to get me in trouble. You can't do that. You have to hold Donald Trump accountable for being wrong. You have to hold all of his allies accountable for being wrong. Even if that means you're in a losing environment and you're threatening your own liberty and your own, you know, security as an American, you either believe that Donald Trump and Trumpism is wrong and is a threat to American democracy or you don't. That's the environment. It's hard.
Yeah. That's why we're going to need all the, you know, brave patriots we can. That's what they want. They count on us, right? Giving up on just losing hope, going, oh, God, we lost. And that's why they keep saying landslide and mandate when it was nothing of the sort, right?
Mandate. Landslide. Yeah, no, sorry. It's not. It's not at all. It's not anywhere close. Smallest margin in a quarter century, and the one in 2000 was a fluke. So, like, it's beyond parody. Hillary beat Trump by a bigger margin than Trump beat Harris. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know. Ooh, that might sting. Ooh, misogyny.
Yeah.
You know, Allison, I gotta say, that's the other thing. This whole, like, getting lectured by the dude bros about, like, how we... And I have to say, I know you've talked so courageously about your, you know, being sexually assaulted. It's one of the things about this whole election cycle that literally how many rapists and sexual assaulters is he trying to put or has tried to put in his, you know, administration already? And what message message does that send to all these young dude bros that, you know, you can get away with it, right?
That it's cool. Yeah, I mean, I was just posting on Blue Sky earlier, like, has anybody checked to see if Pete Hegseth is actually Kavanaugh's friend Squee? Like, they are, like, identical dudes. You know what I mean? I like beer. And, you know, it's not great to be drunk. It's you want to put that person in charge of the military where sexual assault is prevalent.
Yeah.
and without travel for abortion care. You want to get these women and people pregnant in states where there is abortion bans and force them to give birth to their rapist babies. And then he probably won't tell us how many rapes there are in the military because they're going to suppress all the numbers. And that scares me about this administration. We're not going to know how many people are negatively impacted or die because of their policies, because they're going to keep those numbers from us.
Well, and not to mention, I think Shannon Watts, our friend, you know, spoke out about like we need a bigger problem of angry young white men that are generally heavily armed, you know, including apparently the two people the Trump assassination attempts. Angry white Republican kid, right? The first one, at least. I don't, yeah. But I mean, it just, to me, it seems like, I don't know, it's just this whole enabling of the dude bro culture and, oh, how do we get their vote rather than just talking about the unbelievable misogyny that took place in this election.
Yeah, I don't know, AOC? I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
But a lot of those dude bros voted for AOC, mm-hmm. And also for Donald Trump. So.
The answer to this lightning round is AOC or dingoes. Thank you.
That was a callback, you see.
It's a callback to everybody. 45 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Jody loves everything awesome, like Allison Gill.
Yeah.
She knows a lot more about Allison Gill's shows and Empire than ours. She barely pays attention to me, do you?
What?
Huh?
Where?
Well, she paid attention when she picked her phone company 20 years ago, Credo Mobile.
Yep.
She knows awesomeness.
She does.
Yeah.
And she votes.
And she obviously knows mediocrity, and she avoids it.
What?
What? Huh? Hmm? Okay. What? It's the nation's only progressive phone company.
That's what I heard.
They have given every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world that are going to need our help more than ever right now. March for Our Lives, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, on and on, over $95 million over the years. See? You can make a difference. Teeny tiny you.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. You make a difference in the world. Bring your phone, bring your current phone, your current number. Switching so easy, so smart. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who will use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need SimpliSafe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with SimpliSafe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitor agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's Work Money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
Like one of these. Who said, no, you can't take a shower. I'm doing a video. Who said that?
RFK Jr.
No, stupid Cheryl Hines and her stupid, stupid video hawking Make America Healthy Again candles or
whatever.
Whatever. Oh, like that was, she's taking a shower behind her. Oh my God. That's the worst acting she's ever done. No, don't take a shot. Like it was a, you know, accident.
As if she didn't know he was behind.
Right.
She didn't do like a European vacation, like blah, 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 you know, yeah. The whole shower thing. That would have been great.
By the way, Bobby Kennedy already in the bag of rats stack.
Oh.
RFK Jr. already bitterly warring with other Trump allies. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Big bag of rats. Mm-hmm. Don't care who wins. Cracks already starting to form in their relationship, according to the reporting. Kennedy's demands for how Trump staffed the U.S. Department of Agriculture has gone ignored, and he has been bitterly warring with Trump allies over the appointments. Fight, fight, fight. Maybe this will all just implode in a Lord of the Flies finale before it even starts. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he'll bring Bloomberg in to ban big gulps, and the Republicans can be mad about it. Who knows? Nanny state is coming, and it's something they never liked. But yeah, I quote you all the time on the bag of rats, and I just want them to eat each other and go away.
Yay. I can't wait for the PSA about how heroin helps you study, kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dear God. Where am I? Oh, this is also a good on the whole Mexico trade war phone call with the.
All right.
Yeah. One possibility regarding Trump tariffs I don't think has been given enough consideration is that other leaders may decide he's weak and easily bamboozled and may be right. Something already suggested by his behavior the first time. What just happened with Mexico? To use technical language, Sheinbaum's response to Trump's tariff threat appears to have been, me? No. You. Who said that?
Buddy the Elf.
No, Paul Krugman.
Oh. Okay, Buddy the Elf and Paul Krugman kind of look the same.
Yeah, she said quite likely other trading partners will respond similarly. They probably realize even if Trump doesn't, that America doesn't have a clear advantage in a potential trade war, especially if it's America against the world, and probably not a good idea to even give Trump symbolic concessions. I mean, how many times can it be said, Allison, nobody wins a trade war. Right. That's the other thing. We haven't even talked about the retaliation side of it.
The whole Republican Tea Party, the whole caucus, the whole super right-wing freedom a-holes, the Tea Party was a rebellion against a tariff. I don't understand mm-hmm. how they don't. Yes, I do understand why they don't know that. Never mind. I withdraw that.
Withdrawn, counselor. Sidebar. Yeah, Trump announced 100% tariffs on countries that move to replace the dollar. That was his latest threat this weekend, mm-hmm. meaning Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, United Arab Emirates. I mean, this is going to be his whole, just these stupid, you know, threats and bullying, right?
Yes. Tariffs on bricks for wanting to replace the dollar, but please, right. tech bros, replace the dollar with crypto. Yeah, cool.
Right. Right. So we were talking about just how this was fantastic, how she just shut him down, the Mexican president, in record time. So, which, by the way, illegal migration across the Mexico border is down in part because the Biden administration secured some stepped up cooperation from Mexico. Arrivals at the U.S.-Mexico border have dropped 40% from an all-time high in December. So this is going to be he's going to take credit for everything Biden accomplished, right? And anything that goes wrong, he will blame Biden. I mean, we just have to strap in for this.
No matter how much we scream about it, half the country is not going to have any idea that it happened. So
right.
We just have to run a super hot, young, progressive MRF or like AOC and not worry about facts, I guess.
Once again, Allison Gill says the answer is AOC and dingoes. Okay.
Someone like. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be AOC or Dingo.
But we were saying, I want more of this Dark Brandon energy pardoning Hunter Biden. Everybody, you know, that is being honest knows he would never have been prosecuted if his name were not Biden. And in the meantime, Trump nominated, what's his name, Charles Kushner to serve as ambassador to France, who he, okay, already pardoned before, right? So, here's a guest quote for you, Chris.
Okay.
Who said, Kushner's hiring a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law and a subsequent filming of the app to obstruct justice is one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he's ever prosecuted. Who said that? You're wrong. Whatever you were thinking. It's Chris Christie.
I've run out of holiday special characters.
I mean, I had to go back, Allison, look. So he was convicted of illegal campaign contributions, tax evasion, witness tampering, in the scheme against his brother-in-law, which resulted in a 2-year prison term and disbarment. So Trump pardoned him, of course. Somebody tweeted, like, Trump, Charles Kushner is a convicted felon. He hired a prostitute to seduce his brother-in-law, recorded their sexual encounter, sent the tape to his sister, all in retaliation for his brother-in-law's cooperation with the federal investigation into other crimes Kushner had committed. I mean, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. This, what do I keep thinking? Is it Batman where they release all the criminals into the Arkham Asylum, something. Ghostbusters. What am I thinking?
Arkham Asylum.
You're thinking the Batman series of things.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Let all of the villains out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
or you're thinking of the Trump administration when he released 5,000 Taliban.
Right.
Oh yes. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. You're correct. See, this is why Allison Gill exists, America. Terrorized. Expert says Trump is relying on fear to fulfill his biggest campaign promise. This is what they count on us being afraid, Allison, on giving up, on depression, on people disengaging. I mean, I get it. It's the holidays. You know, you got to do you. You got to rest up. You do whatever you can. But we got to get back in this fight, man. We got to get back in this fight. So
stay informed. Listen to the Daily Beans. News with swearing. Come back maybe in the new year if you're ready.
Yeah, there you go. You're like my superhero sidekick. Like, you're Xena. I'm like whatever that other blonde was. But whatever. I love you, Allison Gill.
Love you.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.